Yes. Here we have two forms of the what we call the Chanukiah, which are the lights which are lit at Chanukiah, at the roughly the time of Christmas. This here is a place where what's called the servant candle is put in. So this is a candle with which you light the other eight, that is to remind us of the time of the Maccabees, when the Maccabees defeated the Greek rulers. They got to the temple and they found that oil was only left to last one day, because there is to be a perpetual light, like that one up there burning in the temple. But it took them a week to make more oil, but miraculously, so the story goes, it lasted for 8 days. So each of the 8 days of Hanukkah, we light an extra light until the eight. And this is a rather bigger, fine one in silver. I don't think it's sterling silver, but silver.
All right.
Here we have a ram's horn, which is blown. I'm afraid I am not able to blow it. It's not that easy, but any trumpet players here, they can probably blow it. This is blown particularly at the New Year and the Day of Atonement. But it is also blown when we have visiting schools and the kids have a go.
What's the significance of blowing it?
It's just a symbol to pay attention that this is a special occasion, and there's a whole, it has different notes which are blown, so it makes a very penetrating and arresting sound.
All right. Okay.
People stop talking. Here is a model of a scroll, such as you're going to see. This can be used for teaching purposes. That's all it is. So this is a printed scroll. But you'll see the real thing in a moment, so I'll talk about it. This one's also more child-sized rather than shown to children. They come from